Blog Talk Radio.
If you really got something to say, throw your hands up, rock side to side. If you really got something to say, throw your hands up, rock side to side. If you really got something to say, 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 say something.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen in Radio Land, welcome to another wonderful segment of the Hour Show Radio Network's radio show, the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Yes, I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, Chestis, and, you know, most affectionately known as Miss Fabulous in the building. I am so ecstatic about tonight, but I also want to introduce some other very important people here in the studio. He is the owner-operator of the Hour Show Radio Network, as well as executive producer and program director. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me bring to our show, Mr. D. Slate is in the building, a.k.a. Boss Man.
Hey, 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 what's happening once again? There, I got something to say. Radio show, D. Slate in the building. Hello, PJ, how are you?
I am doing well, and I hope that you and all of the other fathers, uncles, mentors, grandfathers, stepfathers, you know, and the list goes on, had a wonderful, wonderful Father's Day, as you are very much so deserving, D. Slate.
Well, thank you, PJ. I appreciate that. Absolutely. Happy Father's Day to all those fantastic fathers out there. I had a great Father's Day, so it was great. I appreciate that.
Yes, and I guess between the game, the slate of the season, with an unexpected win, and should I say an unexpected upset, those Spurs fans, they're doing it big right now. So, you know, that's all I'm going to have to say about that.
Oh, yeah, they did their thing. Congratulations, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, and the rest of the boys for their win again. Five championships for some, three or four for others. Tim Duncan's got them five, you know, so congratulations, Tim, and the rest of those guys in Spurs. You know, people was calling them old and stuff like that, but it looks like old is still the remedy. So
absolutely.
Congratulations to them. Tough loss for the Heat. You know, it's been so much, you know, comments and criticism, you know, about that. You know, I'll probably mention that later in the show. But you know, it's, you know, quite a bit of criticism about it, about the Heat and their loss, LeBron James.
Absolutely.
And things like that. But LeBron James had 38 points. I mean, you got to give the brother credit. You know, he was definitely trying to do his thing. Again, you know, he can't do it by himself. You know,
right.
You can ask Michael Jordan that. You know, even you can be fantastic, but you know, you still need your team to step up and help out. So,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, you can't hate on him. The man's got two titles. He won back-to-back championships, so at least he does have championships. So,
absolutely. So instead of saying the Heat is on, the Heat is gone. Okay, I had to throw that in there. Anyway.
Oh.
On the streets, not your head. Don't get started on my rock and roll. Speaking of music, June is Black Music Month, and we are going to celebrate like it's 1999. No, not quite that far back. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful, distinguished celebrity columnist. She is a hip-hop advocate. She's an AIDS HIV awareness advocate. And she also, get this, ladies and gentlemen, in the slate, she rocks with the Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. in the Rainbow Coalition, and she's worked with the Reverend Al Sharpton. This lady is phenomenal, phenomenal. She's a Hall of Famer athlete. She's a social worker. And most importantly, again, she is a columnist, a writer, celebrity, philanthropist, and she does a lot in the community. So she has some great things coming up, and hopefully we can get it in with a panel discussion about, is hip-hop history or is it culture? Is it dead or is it still well alive? So hopefully we'll be able to talk about that. And my understanding that hip-hop turned 50, or should I say 40 this year, I think it's been around longer before that. But, hey, who am I and who's counting? Because it's here to stay. Nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful show for you tonight. It is I, Ms. Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice. D-Slate, we're in the building. Also, we have some giveaways that we're hopefully going to do within the month of, I was going to say December, D-Slate, because I'm thinking about presents and gifts. But, you know, July is next month, so they always
it's
say Christmas in July.
It's Christmas this summer. It's Christmas this summer.
Right, right, absolutely. But, you know, one other thing should I say for celebrations and anniversaries to all the graduates of 2014, we want to just extend a heartfelt congratulatory, huge thank you for all that you do, yes, to our students, our young listeners, and to the parents that ensure their success, friends, family, and so forth. So congratulations on that. But it's also the D Hour Show Radio Network's anniversary.
Anniversary, yes, it is.
Four. Yes, we turned four.
Yes, we turned four this month, so happy anniversary to us. And, you know, we will be talking about that all month, you know, the anniversary. And also, yeah, definitely congratulations to the 2014 graduates. This bud's definitely not for you because you're too young for that. But, again, congratulations to you guys. And, you know, again, like PJ said, we got some things, you know, this month we're going to be trying to give away. It's Christmas time and it's summertime and Santa's got Speedos on. So get ready for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the Pay Just Tax and Relax Vacation Getaway sponsored by Credit Repair, Booth LLC, Kip Johnson, and Calvin Brown here in Newport News, Virginia. So we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. You know, I want to go ahead and pay a quick tribute, ladies and gentlemen. We know that we lost Maya Angelou a couple of weeks ago now. We also most recently lost Ruby Dee, American actress, poet, playwright, activist, and screenwriter. So rest in peace to Ruby Dee. And then as of yesterday, we lost another legend. Three legends in less than 2 weeks, D-Slate, and to our listening audience.
I know.
This gentleman was just phenomenal. He and Dick Clark and Lawrence Welk and Bob Hope, Joe's gentleman, he really, really influenced me to get into, you know, the radio and DJing and, you know, being a speaker and a host and things of that nature. So, you know, rest in paradise to Casey Kasem, you know, the American Top 40 legendary disc jockey, radio personality, radio icon, and also voice to Shaggy of Scooby-Doo. A lot of people didn't know that. Did you know that, Dee?
I knew that. You know what? I've heard Casey's voice not just with Shaggy but on other cartoons and different things as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I absolutely grew up listening to Casey Kasem and, you know, and the things he's done, the Top 40. And, you know, he was fantastic. He was a great DJ, great humanitarian, great person, you know. So definitely, you know, we're going to miss an icon. But, again, you know, people have to look at it. I mean, these individuals who we've lost live long and great lives. I mean, in their 80s and 90s, I mean, a lot of people can't say that, you know, that they've lived that long or others have lived that long. I mean, we're talking 80s and 90s. People are hoping they can live that long. So, you know, they had fantastic lives, and they're definitely going to be missed.
Absolutely. Well, before we get into the tribute to, because the last radio show, last week we did a tribute to Maya Angelou, you know, poet, philanthropist, playwright, screenwriter. I mean, she was just a phenomenal woman, pun intended. So, again, we want to pay our homage to both Ruby Dee as well as Casey Kasem. But right now in Virginia, it's 80 degrees, mostly cloudy, and, you know, a little bit maybe chance of rain, but I don't think so. I see it be pretty clear in the skyways. On tomorrow, highs in the 90s, low 75. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you take plenty of fluids, get plenty of fluids, rather. Make sure that you check on the elderly and children and your animals and plants, should I say. And I don't want to say animals because they're our furry friends of the family. They're family members, too. So definitely take it light. Try to stay cool as possible. And wherever you are, you know, parts of the country, parts of the world, but we're doing it here on the I Got Something to Say show. It is Miss Fabulous, Dee Slate. Right now we're going to take a little pause for the calls, a moment of silence, and after our moment of silence, we're going to get right into our ode to Ruby Dee and Casey Kasem. When we come back, we will go ahead and have another talk break and get into some poetic picks. I'm feeling a little bit of love never felt so good, as well as always being happy. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Don't go nowhere. A moment of silence for Ruby Dee and Casey Kasem. Thank you to our listening audience. Once again, don't go nowhere. We're going to have a short tribute to the two of our legendary icons who are gone on to glory. However, when we come back, we'll still continue on with our show. Our special guest tonight, Janaea Butler, it is the I. Stay tight.
I have been loved so much in my lifetime, I'm almost embarrassed. Loved by men like P.T. and M.F., to whom I gave everything, and by others like C.W., to whom I gave so little. Loved by mature, soft, and pepper-headed men, young, budding, confident, risk-taking men. Loved by men who are expert tips men, finger, tongue, and more. Loved by men for whom it now seems that I must have been their very first love. Loved by men who couldn't do enough for me, and others for whom I couldn't do too much. Loved by men who thought they had found their woman, had come face to face with their queen, had discovered themselves in my essence, and weary from the search, had been pleased to place their heads upon my bosom. Loved by men who started my mojo to working, whose maleness stirred my femaleness to give only one response, oh yes. Loved by some of the world's most beautiful men, some of whom have gone their way, and others, if I were to meet today, would be ready to love me in the same way. I have been loved so much in my lifetime, I'm almost embarrassed.
With the top 40 hits in the nation this week on American Top 40, the best-selling and most played songs from the Atlantic to the Pacific, from Canada to Mexico. This is Casey Kasem in Hollywood, and in the next 3 hours, we'll count down the 40 most popular hits in the United States this week, hot off the record charts of Billboard magazine for the week ending July the 11th, 1970. In this hour, at number 32 in the countdown, a song that's been a hit 4 different times in 19 years. And we're just one tune away from the singer with the $10,000 gold hubcaps on his car. Now on with the countdown.
Number 40.
Here's Marvin Gaye, his hit, End of Our Road.
Oh, it's over. Oh, it's all over again.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Yes, we are back live. The time is now 15 minutes after the hour, 15 minutes after the top of the hour. And those were two tributes paid to two iconic legendary persons in the industry, Ruby Dee, rest in peace, and the top 40 man, yes, legendary disc jockey, Mr. Casey Kasem, passed away yesterday. So we definitely would keep those two legendary, iconic persons in our minds and our thoughts and prayers for their families as well, respectfully. Salute to the two of you. It is I, Ms. Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, on your radio. And we also got Mr. D. Slate in the building. What's going on, D. Slate?
What's happening, D. Slate in the building? Rest in peace, Ruby D. Casey Kasem. Love that. And we're going to have a great show tonight. Our sis, Jania Butler, you know, is going to be joining us tonight. She's been on. She's a family member of the DL Radio Network. She's been on before. We had a fantastic time with her. Definitely can't wait to talk to her again.
Absolutely, and shout out to management. Yes, perfect pitch, Tony. Thank you so very much for collaborating with us again on the D Hour Show Radio Network for making this happen. Just keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that June is Black Music Month, or should we say also African American Heritage Music Month. D Slate, that was a lot. Yes. But to those persons such as I, yes, it is Caribbean American Heritage Month. So shout out to all the Bajans, Haitians, Cape Verdeans, Jamaicans, Belizeans, all of us, you know, Caribbean folks, but Celestia, you know. There you go, you walk one. And this is also Music and Me Motivation Monday segment. Once again, we will have the honor to speak with Jhenea Butler, writer, media columnist, hip-hop analyst, and we're going to get it in. She's also associated with the Black Press USA. Keep in mind, we will be doing a Pay the Tax and Relax vacation getaway sponsored by Credit Repair Boost LLC here in Newport News, Virginia. The time is now 17 minutes after the hour, 17. Let's go ahead and get into another quick musical break, D. Slate. We're doing our thing here on the D Hour Show Radio Network, and I know I've said before, but I want to say an open, public thank you for all that you do, D. Slate, for allowing us radio personalities to live out our dream on such a great network. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, even if they gave me the Spotlight platform. This is home, and this is just phenomenal, and just thank you. It's been almost 3 years since I've been rocking, and I'm going to just keep on rocking like Wynn Guthrie in the rocking chair on the D Hour Show Radio Network.
Well, I'm going to keep on rocking with you like Sting and my man Mick Jagger. Oh, shit, it's going down.
I'm going to keep rocking with you like Michael Jackson with the white socks and the big afros and the fat nose and the dark skin. That's how I'm rocking out.
Yeah. I'm going to be rocking with you. I'm going to be rocking with you like, I can't come up with nothing right now. I'll get back to that.
Right, maybe some people can help us out, you know, if they hit us up on, you know, www.facebook, or if they want to call
you
in.
You got me with the Michael Jackson.
Everyone...
I got to come back strong with that one.
Yeah, you got to come back strong. But you want to rock out with us at 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. It is Miss Fabulous D. Slate on your radio. Hit us up on Facebook, Poetic Justice with two Ks. Dee Slate. We're on the radio, and we're going to have a great, great show tonight. I can't wait to talk to Jania Butler. But for right now, we're going to take a quick music break, and with Politics Picks, we're going to go ahead and speak of, you know, the best artists that ever lived, you know, who my two favorite are, the Beatles and Michael Jackson, which next week will be the fifth anniversary year. I think it's going into the sixth year, if I'm not mistaken. No, I think it's 2010. It's the fourth or fifth. Let me do my research. But nonetheless, June the 25th, Michael Jackson left us. But, you know, we always have his memories and his music. And so speaking of which, Love Never Felt So Good by my heart. Love Michael Joseph Jackson and Justin Timberlake. And then we're going to have a little bit of Happy for V8's own Pharrell, yes, Williams, doing it big at the Heat of the City a couple of weekends ago. So, Dee Slate, Miss Fabulous, don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. Stay close. It's the eye.
Let me see you move. Like you, oh, oh, me, oh. Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you are the picture of health? You look healthy. You feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hour, we are back live. It is Ms. Fabulous on your radio, Deep Slate on your radio, and we're just coming back off of our first musical break. Love never felt so good. Michael Jackson, phenomenal, will always be remembered. And featuring Justin Timberlake, Love That JT. And then we close out that segment with a little bit of happy of my friend, from the VA, two up, two down, Pharrell Williams, always makes you feel happy. I'm in the studio jamming. D Slayer, I saw you moving your eyes and your lips and your hips and your, you know, thumbs and, you know, just being happy.
Oh, you know I was happy doing the happy song.
Bring me down. Oh, that's right. Ain't nothing bring us down. Because we are really, really high off of life right now on the D'Alice Show Radio Network. Isn't that right, D. Slate?
That's right. That is right.
Exactly.
But, you know, Absolutely. Everybody's not happy all the time. You know, some people are sad sometimes. Some people are angry sometimes. I think it's my job to make a song called Sad. I think it's my job to make a song called Angry. Yeah.
Because I'm angry, come along. If you feel like a house without a floor, because you're angry. It don't flow right. I can't. Nah. Good job, Pharrell. That's why you're my friend. Yes, y'all, we are back live here on the I've Got Something to Say radio show. The time is now 31 after the hour. And if you're in the Virginia area, or Virginia Beach, and particularly, it's mostly cloudy, 80 degrees. It was a roaster today. Roaster. So, you know, definitely stay cool, drink plenty of fluids, and make certain that you check on the elderly, your loved ones, and, you know, your pets and your plants, you know, very, very paramount during these hot dog days. No pun intended. that's kind of cute. Dog days, get it? Check on your plants and your animals. Okay, don't worry about it. Never mind. You got it,
D-Slay?
You got it?
I got my relish and ketchup.
Ooh, that's hilarious. That is hilarious. Well, speaking of which, for June monthly observances, it is African American Music Appreciation Month. As we've noted several times, it is Beautiful in Your Skin Month. I'm beautiful in my skin. Caribbean American Heritage Month, Entrepreneurs Do It For Yourself Marketing Month. So you'll see a lot of advertisements this month from the I've Got Something to Say radio show as well as the D Hour Show Radio Network. It is National Business Etiquette Week. And then actually it is also U.S. Open Golf Championship. I'm a golfer. I'm an avid golfer. I play the green.
I'm a golfer.
18 holes. Yes. And talking about dog days, it is American Animal Rights Awareness Week. And then get this D slate. So, me. Meet a mate week. Let me say that again. Meet a mate week. Maybe we may need to do something like a matchup. Well, I don't want to be responsible. So, you know, you're on your own cap for that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Meet your
yeah.
mate. I mean,
right.
you could be
meet
Australian,
your
and your mate could be your friend. We don't know, you know.
Yes. And speaking of Australia, shout out to one of my brothers, our FB, Jeffrey Upton. He lives in Australia. He listens to the D-Hour Show Radio Network. Not sure if you're listening now, Mike, but thank you so much. We really like it a lot when you listen to our bloody show. So it's a culmination of, you know, British and Australian. Just kind of like, I don't know, it's just mixed. But nonetheless, thank you so, so very much. It is also National Smile Month, National Soul Food Month, National Iced Tea, It is Women's Golf Month. Yes, I knew that. And I think for today, D-Slate, today is the 16th. It is, are you ready for this? Ladies
I'm
Day.
I'm ready.
And Ride to Work Day on your motorcycle.
Did you say Lazy Day?
No, ladies, like ladies' night,
oh,
ladies' day.
Ladies. Oh.
Hey, ladies. Yes, it
is
ladies',
ladies
day.
Night, and it feels all right. It's a ladies' night
overnight. That's all kind of good, like Asphalt and Simpkins. Not Ashford and Simpson, but Asphalt and Simpkins.
Oh, all right.
There's a new group, Asphalt and Simpkins.
That's right.
Okay, I'm just having too much fun. And don't forget also, you know, 19th, Juneteenth, it's very significant to African Americans, you know, as we refer to as Emancipation Day. So go out and do something cultural, support your community, which there is unity in the community. Well, we don't have our guests in the station yet, as I don't think so. Do we, D-Slate?
Not yet.
Okay, well, what I would like to do at this time, if all possible, Dee, to get into another musical break, if possible, because I definitely want to hear from the depths of these ladies.
It's always possible.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling a little bit of celebratory black music, because it's Black Music Month. And, you know, I got to kind of get to the history of what is Black Music Month. What does that mean exactly? So hopefully within the show, we can speak about the coin term, the why it is an observance. You notice that the BET Awards is normally in the month of June, right? So it's just a great month. But we lost an icon, and we lost a couple of icons during this month. So definitely next week, it's going to be Michael Jackson all week. So prepare yourself, embrace yourself, because you know I'm his number one fan, as always. So it's going to be Michael Jackson week the entire week, okay? Yeah. So nonetheless, and I digress, we're going to get back into our musical second break for the evening. I'm feeling a little bit blessed by Jill Scott, Love Jilly from Philly, always doing her thing. And then also this new song by Tank D. Slate. It is so hot. I meant like tank top hot. Oh, speaking of which, Tank, yes, you're my star. You're my star. That song be jamming. Oh, I'm the only one? Okay, so if I am, no problem, because we're going to introduce you, D-Slate and I, we're going to put you on to some of the greatest music of our time.
Yes, we will.
Miss Fabulous, the I've Got Something to Say radio show. So we get into our musical break, and hopefully when we come back, we will have the distinct honor to speak with our guest for the evening. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. Stay close. It's the I've Got Something to Say show. Let's go.
For the night, understand it's kinda late, and I got gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him. That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love him more. Let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed, yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yeah, yeah. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left, yeah. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, 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 blessed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the joint all day long, you're so blessed. Yes. Hands up in the air, waving like we just don't care. We're so blessed, yeah, 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 yeah. Woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. Went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. Mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. I'm so blessed, yes, yes, yes.
Give me a soap. come on. Come on. Come on. Baby, you're my star. Ain't nothing better than what you are. Baby, you're my star. Ain't nothing better than what you are. Yeah, it's color my day. Fell from the sky, now she's playing with me. Can't believe my eyes and what they say. Got the brightest star in the galaxy. Yeah, she's shining on. Rolling the present like a domino. Hotter than the sun, she lighted up. Them other stars weren't shooting higher. Got a thing about you. Don't take much to see to get too far. And it's all about you. I'm in love with all that you do. And it feels so right. Shining all day, not just all night. You're the kind of girl I need for life. You could be my star.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in a 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're back live. The time is now 46 minutes after the hour. That was prior to starting off the segment. We kicked it off with a little bit of Blessed by Jill Scott, Jilly from Philly, and we kicked it off lately with You're My Star by Tank. You're my star. That's my jam right there. Well, speaking about stars, just joking with you, speaking about stars and celebrities, we have our special guest in our studios, and I am really, really ecstatic. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal woman indeed. So I'm going to pass the microphone over to our owner-operator of the D-Hour Show Radio Network so we can provide her proper presentation and introduction. Dee Slate?
It is only proper that I introduce our sis again on the D-Hour Radio Network and on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Janiya Butler is a Long Island University, Brooklyn psychology graduate, Hall of Fame athlete, founder of the Social Services of Hip Hop and the Hip Hop Union. This quintessential authority of everything hip hop has been an instrumental force for the last 10 years. A trailblazer of her generation, Janiya has not been scared to challenge the hip-hop community to be better in the areas of education, politics, and basketball. As a hip-hop analyst, she has become an expert at investigating the trends and behaviors of the community and delivering programming that solves the issues that surrounds what she has coined hip-hop dilemma, the common distasteful physical, emotional, and or mental experience that negatively impacts individuals who are involved in or come in contact with the culture. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm, the I Got Something to Say radio show welcome to the lovely Miss Janiya Butler.
Woo!
Yeah, hey.
Hello, guys. How are you guys?
We are
well. How are you, sir?
I am wonderful. No complaints out of me over here. Blessed and not stressed.
I love
That's
it.
Good. That's very good.
Yes. Well, first and foremost, Janiya, we would like to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You're doing so much in the community, so much with your voice. To be heard, I mean, just echoing throughout our communities to take out time to be a special guest on the I've Got Something to Say radio show, powered by the D-Hour Show Radio Network. you know, management, Tony, when she said, hey, you know, she really wants to be on the show. We were like, no, hey, we really want her to be on the show. We're the honored ones. So,
oh, well, that's awesome. This is my second time on the show, so I'm honored to be on the show. And I was telling Dee that, you know, it's just so great because you guys are just, like, blown up to the next level. So it's just so great to connect, you know, again and talk about where we're at now.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You are doing some phenomenal things. I mean, you know, we can't even begin to start with one particular pattern of craft and what you're involved in. You have your hands, you know, Jania, in so many different things from, you know, in the works of the trenches of social work to social justice, you know,
mm-hmm.
from HIV awareness, advocacy, from working with the Rainbow Coalition to, you know, marching on Capitol Hill. I mean, you just do so much to, you know, interviewing A through D list, you know, celebrities, pretty much everything. But I wanted to start off with this. Finish this sentence for me. Sister, hip-hop is not...
Hip-hop is not what you think.
Okay, ready for that.
It's
not what
you
think.
Know, and that's deep. That's a deep point. Hip-hop is not, wow. Yeah, it's not what you think.
Wow. You know, I might have to go on the road with you. So, you know, if that question was posed, you know, me and Dee, we ready, right?
Yeah, no, I love it.
I've been ready.
You know, and look, and that's what we're working on now is putting together the tour because, you know, the whole piece about the Hip Hop Union, which is a body of business and entrepreneurs with a collective interest to get benefits, rights, and respect for hip hop, is the main goal because if you ask anybody that's a real hip-hop citizen, a real hip-hop head, you ask them what they do, they are an entrepreneur, first and foremost, because early hip-hop gave us that plug, that battery in our back that was like, yo, let's get out here and do something for ourselves. Let's build. And it was like, you know, the extenuation of the civil rights movement, and we didn't even know it. You know, and so I say that it's not what you think, is because the stereotypes have taken over. Basically, you know, a few people have gotten together and said, look, we're just going to mimic these stereotypes and use them to contain a body of people and make sure that, you know, this is not used for the power that it's supposed to be used for. And, you know, so that's what you see now. But when you dig deep and you go into the root and you go into the body of hip-hop, that's not who you're going to find there. You know, you're going to find intellectual people that are pushing and moving forward on goals that just need an influx of cash to take it to the next level.
You know, you made an interesting point because you say the battery's in our back. So which, you know, hip-hop, it breathes life for so, so many different diverse cultures. It's no longer one specific demographic, as you stated. You know, and you have to be able to have your money on your mind on your money. So, you know, that breeds entrepreneurship, which breeds a whole different dynamic, which you were saying earlier about being business astute, businessmen and women. And it's, and it's imperative. So in order to kick or spit eight bars, you need to be able to count your bars. You know, yeah.
Who are you telling? Them gold
what?
Bars. And we got to look at it in that manner too, that the real money is in those gold bars. And so how far away are we from that? Are we thinking, we have a plan on how we're going to acquire some wealth? You know, what's going on? Because every other race has a plan on what they're doing and they're executing, and we running around partying.
And this is true. You know, Engineer, I want to start here because you said something else. I mean, you have all these triggers that are going through my mind when you talk. You're such a prolific speaker, and also you're catching on some great, great points. As this being June, you know, dads and grads, and, you know, it's a lot of our young brothers and sisters who are coming out of being childhood to embracing adulthood are going to our colleges and our HBCUs and, you know, our major universities and things of that nature, and a lot of them want to partake in the business world because they want to be a rapper. Please listen to my demo. You know, in our times it was please listen to my demo. Now it's just look at my YouTube, you know what I mean, or my Vimeo or whatever the case may be. But let our listeners know, because then we're going to kind of move this thing backwards, and I know Dee want to get it in with you as well to kind of go into some of your current projects and things of that nature. But give us some insight as into why it is so imperative to know the business before you are in the business.
That's deep, too, because, well, you know, the hip-hop game is a different kind of business. That's the first thing that we got to understand is that, you know, it arrived from the streets. You know, so when you say that and you say that you got brothers putting their, you know, their two nickels together and rubbing them and making something out of that, we didn't know which direction that we were going in when we were going in it. And then we met with the record labels and, you know, and they, you know, did their thing and they took advantage of us over the years. And this has been historical in music that people have always taken advantage of us because they've taken our talent, right? So you look at the talent that we have, oh, my God. And that's the part that we miss as a people is that we are people of genius. We're supposed to be on point. We're supposed to be, you know, on this level. We're supposed to be. It's not something that's special, okay? This is who we are as a people. We're genius. So they've looked at us and said, okay, well, let's contain that genius and make them work for pennies on their own genius. So they're taking our intellectual properties and making money off of them and then giving us a check, and it's all our money from the beginning. So it's very important to know the business because, first of all, the business will eat you up. You've heard the stories, and I think in the hip-hop industry, until you've got done in, you're not really in the business. So you got to know and learn the business because it'll take you out and you'll get discouraged. And so it's just really important in knowing anything that you do. It doesn't even have to be the hip-hop or the music industry. It's anything you do. You need to know that channel of communication. You need to be able to speak the language of the people. You need to be able to know which way everybody's talking and why they're talking in that way and the reference points. People shouldn't be talking over your head. So, it, you know, so there's too many things involved to say that you can't, you're going to go in the business blind. And we see that with young artists who, to me now, I think is a cop-out because we see that with young artists, I'm going to be a rapper. And, you know, after I did the research, I realized that these young rappers, a lot of them are just doing that so they don't have to do anything else. You know, they may have the skill, oh, I can put two words together and I can rhyme them, but you're not challenging yourself out the box because we can't have all of these hip-hop artists trying to make music. There's not enough money to supply that. We need supply and demand.
Wow. Now, that's some figuratively go into your textbook and pull out supply and demand conversation right there. That is really, truly, truly deep because, again, as you stated before, gone the days we're talking about how much money we have, how much, you know, dope we cooked up or whatever the case may be. We're educated indigenous people. I mean, just the ones that are here in the studio, yourself, your college degree, I'm college degree, Dee's college degree, you know, but still we're able to collaborate the knowledge from the four walls into doing what we love, which is all talent. You know, so you have to have something more, than just spitting eight bars. You got to be able to walk, chew gum, and be able to put it back in, start the process over. Not just throw
it
to the wall.
Absolutely, and like it.
No, go ahead.
All I said was they need to be able to do all of that and like it.
Yes, my point. Exactly. Well, you know, what is, you know, Ms. Butler, what is your position on female MCs in the culture in which we call hip-hop? Because my understanding is that hip-hop turned 40 this year, or did rap, or has it been along around longer?
No, it's 40 years.
40 years, that's my understanding. Right. So think about it. 40 years since 1973. We're going into the 41st or 1974, rather.
Mm-hmm.
1974. That, you know, we've been able to put things together. A lot of those rappers have gone on to pass the torch to prolific rappers who are now moguls and owners of athletic teams, clothesline,
mm-hmm.
movie
mm-hmm.
stars, not just making music, but they're making moves in terms of producing on the other side and so forth. So look at Jay-Z. Look at, you know, Dana, Steve,
mm-hmm.
Latifah. You know what I mean? Look at Will Smith. And the list is just phenomenal. 50 Cent. I mean, these are astute business people that be able to, you know, kick the bars when needed, kick with their homeboys, but they have the knowledge to be able to do something different. But I want to go back to women because, again, you are a voice for the hip-hop community as well as AIDS and HIV awareness, as well as homelessness, and the list goes on and on and on. But women, what is your perspective on women in the hip-hop industry?
Well, that's an interesting point because, you know, I come from the school in hip-hop where, you know, the female in hip-hop was important. You know, I'm a homegirl, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fly girl. You know, if you want to get at me, get at fly girl Lady J. Because when you talk about a fly girl, you talked about somebody that was on point, you know, moving towards their goals, everything. And so now the female in hip-hop has been reduced to an obsolete figure that doesn't even make sense to the hip-hop world. You know, me, for instance, I get a lot of flack because I'm a little hardcore. I guess all of the other home girls, you know, you got LL Cool J, I Need a Round the Way Girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got, you know, a fly girl back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You had these songs.
Right.
And so as the music changed, right, and the female that we was talking about and the Queen Latifah, ooh, ladies first, you know what I'm saying? We had all
right.
these things to make the female powerful. And so now, you know, no disrespect to Nicki Minaj, but we got Nicki Minaj, right? And we got Nicki Minaj repping for the females. And, you know, she's repping any which way but the right way. So how do now we establish the female in hip-hop again, right? Because the female in hip-hop is also looked at as a misogynist creature, you know, who the men just want to attack at all times. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And the female have learned to take this role, and it's all in the music. It's when the music changed and what we was talking about, now, you know, you should tip the chick that's running down the pole. That's in the music, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I came up with, I wonder if I take you home, would you still be in love, baby? You know what I'm saying? So there's a different mindset on the grind right here. And that's what we got to look at. So now our young girls, they're lost because not only are us older folks not schooling them on what it is and how to respect your virtue. Remember, we used to call it the virtue, you know. They're not allowing us, you know, we don't respect it. You know what I'm saying? So because of these things, the men don't respect us. And because hip-hop is supposed to be a masculine piece, right, and now, you know, you have the female who's obsolete, who doesn't exist. You know, there's not these young girls are not, you know, being groomed to be young artists or anything of the nature. And so we don't have anything going on. We have the few females that are left, and people are trying to get through, but they don't know why they're letting them through at this point. Well, we letting you through because you got a big booty. You know what I'm saying? What are we letting you through for? Is it because of your mind? In the past, the female MC was respected because she respected herself.
Exactly. You know, and point taken, is it for your beauty or your booty, or is it for your trade or your talent? You know, you want to be able to walk in respectfully, you know, the same way you walked in. You don't want to be laying, you know, horizontal in order to do some other things in order to come up on top, literally. You know, so.
Absolutely.
Right. So, you know, you got to be able to take care of business without having to take care of other businesses, to limit yourself as being a woman. If you have the talent, you know, they'll find you. You know, you don't have to be uncompromising. So that's truly a great point. You know, songs like You Calling the Bee, MC Light, you know, Life is a Rock, it really brought it for the women. Then you had the flip side with, you know, the Foxy Browns and the Little Kims, you know, mm-hmm. being from up top myself, Beantown, you know, I always wanted to be a cipher. I was always a beatboxer, you know, and that type of thing, it was fun. It was fun back then, you know, but now.
It was real.
Exactly, to a different level, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'll get back into you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in to the Our Show Radio Network, the I've Got Something to Say radio show. We are talking with celebrity, columnist, you know, philanthropist, advocate. This sister is so dope. She's also a Hall of Fame athlete. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jania Butler is in the building representing NY. We're going to go ahead and pass the mic real quick because this information is pearls, literally. So we hope that you're taking notes because we're celebrating Black Music Month. And we're talking about the state of hip hop. Dee, what do you have for Miss Jania Butler? Conversation dope, right?
Damn, sis, you always got me wanting to ask you a whole bunch of stuff when I talk to you. And that's one of the reasons why I love having you on the show, because you always drop knowledge every single time, and I love that. First and foremost, I want to say that I'm so proud of everything that you're doing. I love the fact of how you represent yourself as well as hip hop, and I love the things that you've done and the things that you're doing right now, and the fact that I so wholeheartedly agree with you that hip hop is a culture. It's not a form of music. It's a culture, and I think a lot of people really truly need to understand that. You know, saying that, you know, it's, you know, when hip hop first got started, people were saying, oh, it's just a fad. It's not going to last too long, and then decades later, it's evolved into a whole different type of entity. So I think a lot of people really truly need to understand that. And what you just said about women in hip-hop and representing hip-hop, I can't even tell you how many times I've spoke on that particular topic, because at one point, and we all grew up in an era where many fantastic women in hip-hop shared the spotlight, a positive spotlight in hip-hop, and it was so many of them. And it's like now all you have is Nicki Minaj and Iggy Azalea. So it's like there's so many other talented female hip-hop artists out there. Why are these the only two sharing the spotlight right now? You know, for a long time, Nicki was the only one in the spotlight, and Iggy just got into the spotlight. So it's like, why is this going on? You know, what is the evolution of women in hip-hop today? That's my biggest issue with what's going on in hip-hop. But first and foremost, I want to say, I want to ask you, what do you think is the biggest problem in hip-hop right now? Just the biggest problem, what's going on in hip-hop right now?
The biggest problem in hip-hop? Well, you know, I call the hip-hop dilemma the common distasteful physical, emotional, or mental experience people get when coming in contact with the culture. So, in other words, when somebody, you know, say, for instance, you go up to a club, you know, and say, I want to do a party at your club, and you say, they say, what kind of party? And they say, a hip-hop party, and they turn their face up. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, you go just about anywhere, and if you say hip-hop, the person has a physical, emotional reaction about how they feel about hip-hop. And so I feel the biggest problem is this. Trayvon Martin and the young men, Jordan Davis, they were hip-hop dilemmas because they were experienced. People are now feeling so intense about hip-hop and about how they don't like it that they're starting to physically react to what is now going on and what it is that they hate. And so I think when you ask what is the biggest problem, I think this is the biggest problem because now hip-hop has a red target on its back. And not that it hasn't in the past, but the target is that we can't stand what you do. Other people are saying, we can't stand what you guys do. So we're ready to shoot you over this, over your loud music, over, oh, you got a hoodie on. These are all references that pertain, when somebody else sees it, from hip-hop. Now, this is not hip-hop's fault, but what we need to do, because I'm always about solutions, is pull our pants up, okay? And not just physically, but emotionally as well. Because, you know, you just think about it. Why are your pants down? Because nobody told them to pull them up.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Okay, so we got to stop playing games, because we're in a society with other people, and the other people have decided they don't like us. They're going to make it difficult for us to live and to work and to do things because we're trying to be in our own spectrum. Now, if Lil Wayne, if his economy was funding all these people to act like jerks and do all this stuff, and you could make it on your own, then we would have less to talk about. But now we have a problem because it's affecting everybody's money. So when you say, what is the problem, I think the problem is that how society is now viewing us and pinpointing us, and how we're allowing people to identify who we are and define who we are through reality television and things like that. I think that's the worst problem in hip-hop right now.
Well, I agree with you. First of all, I think that's such a I think that's such a side-twisted situation, because you're absolutely right. You know, it is a dilemma, because, you know, because hip-hop culture, you know, has transformed the youth into the individuals that they are. So certain individuals, and we know who they are, certain individuals, when they see these young kids, they become afraid, and they want to automatically label them as hoodlums because of the way they look and dress, because of the hip-hop culture. And a lot of times in some situations, some of these kids that are dressed like that are scholars. Some of these kids that are dressed like that are extremely intelligent. And I agree with you. They shouldn't be judged because of that. And you're right, hip-hop does have a red X on its back because of it. But also, it's a really side-twisted situation and way of thinking, because for so long, when you think about that, you know, people always talk about, oh, hip-hop is, and it's bad, it's not good for you, you shouldn't listen to it. And that's so interesting that those individuals would say that. But then when you turn around and you really truly look at it, a lot of the cultures, you know, a lot of the ethnic races are finally in tune with hip-hop now. Asians are really in tune with hip-hop. Hispanics. Mm-hmm. You know, or Caucasians, they all are really in tune with it now. So it's like, you know, of course, people want to say that, but then again, like I said before, hip-hop has evolved into something really big decades later, and I agree with you so wholeheartedly. It's the culture. And again, I say that people really do truly need to understand that. And it's not just a fad. It's not just the way people dress, or the way they speak, or whatever the case may be. It's a culture, and you know, it's in so many forms of entertainment, and I just think that people truly need to understand. And that's why I love everything that you're doing and what you represent as far as hip hop is concerned. I think people really need to truly understand where it's coming from.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that you do. And we have something called I'm a Citizen of Hip Hop campaign, and the idea is it's twofold. Right? And a citizen is somebody that owes allegiance to the country or the sovereign that they're dealing in, right? And so, you know, United States, we're citizens of this country. And a lot of times we don't get recognized as citizens of this country. So if you remember Dr. King, I had the campaign, I Am a Man campaign, right? And this is right before he died, the Montgomery workers. And so we picked up the torch from that campaign. Reverend Jackson did I am somebody, and we picked it up and said, I am a citizen of hip-hop. And we say hip-hop because when we wear our clothes, when we have our swag, this is who we are. Like, they're senior citizens, we're hip-hop citizens, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we also got to recognize, see, the problem is we're one-sided. We don't recognize that there's other people in the society. We're eccentric people. You know, we're people who love to do, you know, great things and, you know, love to live grand, and that's okay. But we just have to realize that we're in a society, and that society is beginning to bury us for the things that we're not doing, and we're not keeping up with the Joneses and the real Joneses, not the Joneses in our community, the Joneses in the overall community. We're not keeping up with everything that's going on, and we're losing, you know. So the Citizen of Hip Hop campaign also says to people, look, I'm a citizen of the United States, but also says to the person, I'm a citizen of hip hop. And for me to be a citizen of hip hop, I need to be politically engaged. My education needs to be on point. My economics needs to be on point. And if I'm not on point with these things, I need to reach out to the hip hop union to figure it out, because we have to be on point. We cannot just die trying to be cool.
Mm.
Wow. Absolutely.
That's deep. That is totally deep. And, you know, both of you brought two interesting points, because just because you are a lover or a supporter or a culturist of hip-hop doesn't mean you have to have your pants sagging all the way to the ground, that you can literally just take them off, you know, that you have to have a whole entire mouth of front gold that, you know, Fort Knox will probably be after you because they want their product back, or, you know, that everybody's a high school dropout. You know, a person such as myself with multiple master's degrees love hip-hop. I feel hip-hop. I breathe hip-hop because I'm a kid from the 70s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a kid from up top that love the diaspora of all of the elements, not just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but even the sixth element, you know. So, again, it is the face of hip-hop is changing, but yet not being embraced until something tragically affects their community specifically. It's kind of like, you know, Jhenea and D. Slate, remember the Surgeon General back in the day where they pulled
mm-hmm.
on the back of the cigarette, and people were like, yeah, whatever, I'm just going to dip that in the oven. But when it started
mm-hmm.
hitting home, okay, when it hits home, then they want to be reminded of the message, you know. So the message, let's not wait till something happens, people. You know, let's do a wake-up call and say, these are words, these are lyrics, and they mean something other than gun and bloodshed, you know. These are from people
right.
who are, you know, AP students in English who are professionals, you know, from 9 to 5, and at 5:05, you know, they may want to put on their jeans and their hood and walk their dog and live their life and their picket fence with, you know, boy and a girl and a dog or whatever, the millionaire family. So don't be judgmental of the book or of its cover. Read the content in which the book possesses, and you'll learn so much more about a culture, not the culture, but a
mm-hmm.
culture.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really deep, but I'm going to play advocacy real quick. You know, Jhenea, and I mentioned that you're a Hall of Fame athlete. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're also a voice for AIDS and HIV awareness and homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
Let me play advocacy. Why? Let those people handle those set of affairs in their own business, and you move about yours. Why do you feel compelled to sister have to give back to that particular concentration of demographic?
Wow, that's, you know, you'd be going deep here, because I mean, and you know, and it's serious, because you know, when you ask that question, why, it goes
mm-hmm.
all the way back to my youth,
mm-hmm.
okay, where I was raised in a suburban area, right?
Wow.
And in this suburban white middle-class America, it was like, okay, anybody who's not doing what they're supposed to do is not doing it because they don't want to do it, right? That was the...
Mm-hmm.
the connotation that came across. Okay, this is, you know, if so in the black community, they don't want to do what they're supposed to do. That's why they're in the condition they're in. Now, this was the message that came across to me, right? And I used to be like, well, I don't get that. I don't understand why. So it always, for me, it always was a mode of curiosity. And to say to myself, okay, I don't believe that. Because I beg different. How am I a young black girl? I want this, and they're my people. Where, you know, what's going on? So, it, you know, as that piece progressed, I then got into the social work field to see what was going on, to see what was happening. When my mom asked me, what do you want to be when you want to grow up? I said, I want to work in a jail. Right? And my mom was so sick. You hear me? She was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. But I knew this, and I probably was about 11 years old and knew this. I want to work in a jail. I want to help the oppressed because I believe that something is missing. So when I finally got to the community to see what was going on, because first it was curiosity. You know, everybody can be great. That's my own thinking. Everybody can be great. It's how you utilize your mind. And so when I got to the community and seeing that it wasn't the fact that people didn't want it, it was that one side of the people was getting a certain information and the other side didn't get the memo for that information that just went by. So it was actually information. It was actually how we're looking at the world and how the world is presented to us. So I realized that if you present the world, starting on Rikers Island for me, you know what I'm saying? So if you present the world in a different way and if you break it down and translate the message to the community that you're talking to so they understand what we're talking about on the global sense, because it's languages, you know? And so for me, it was just like, boom. This is what we have to do. So the calling is by any means necessary because this is what we as a people have to do to survive. You know what I'm saying? I need my brothers and sisters to survive. What do I look like, black woman out here, ain't no more black people around? I can't work like that. I need my people, and I need my people to be successful. And that's the big thing. I need my people to be successful. I need you to succeed.
Wow. That's some screaming words right there. That is deep right there. You talk about me.
I like that.
You need us because there's no you and us. Well, there is a you and us, but you need a S, meaning all of us with solidarity to join forces. We all need to be, the S word, successful. Yes, you know, it's no, you know, okay, she's got hers, let me just worry about myself or whatever. We need to bring that mentality of the 60s and that movement back to our current state and be successful and help one another to do just that. You know, I like the term that you coined as being a hip-hop specialist and leaving a true mark on a position that, you know, the state of hip-hop right now from some of our constituency are saying that it is deviating the minds of our youth. You know, television is taking over. This rap music is making them smoke marijuana and THC and on all of these medications and these DSM-4s and 5s. And you know what I'm talking about because you are a social worker. I'm in the clinical field and the law field myself. So, and Dee understands well. So all three of us are joined here in the studio. We understand. But the turbulence doesn't come from these things as mentioned, it comes from a lot of disproportionate minorities because we're being told that we can't do something when we haven't even had the opportunity to try. So what I want to say is this, in parting, and I'm going to give back the microphone to Dee, but we're going to take a quick music break because I want to play a song that brought us all together back in the 80s, that self-destruction. And I want to listen to the lyrics, and then we're going to bring you back to close it out with, you know, your current projects and things of that nature. But I do want to insist in terms of, you know, it's just so much, you know, with the fact of you having a niche, you having a background, a sociological background, psychological background in your studies, wanting to help the demographics with AIDS and HIV and housing, from education to, you know, just all different genres of people. What do you feel or how do you feel is your most challenge with trying to gravitate towards what specific demographic are you trying to reach? People in general? Do you want to, you know, embark upon our youth to bring us back, bring them back? Is it the adults? Do you feel like they're already far too gone? I mean, what is your reason, your cause, and who is your targeted market?
Well, my target market is the entrepreneurs, which tend to be from 50 down to about 25, right? You know, and so, and I say that to say is that, again, the problem in our community is that as we've grown, right, hip-hop is not a youth movement. It's 40 years old, as you said, when we got started. It's 40 years old. So we've got the young people dictating to the older people, to the legends, and, you know, all these people that should be in position what the music is. And there's the problem. So we've skipped over a generation of business and economical fashions because now the people, the Kool Herc's of the world, the Chuck D's of the world, the African Mambatas of the world, all should be in nice, cushy A&R positions. Right? And dictating where the music is going and dictating what's happening next. And everybody should be moving right along. So the simple problem that the problem is that this group is we're off the target market. This group of entrepreneurs, we're not on the radar. Okay? We're not on the radar of what's going on because when we talk about hip-hop, you're talking about these young people that are 21 and 19 and coming up with all this great stuff. But we need a plan of hierarchy here. You know what I'm saying? And it needs to go from top down instead of bottom up. And I think that's where we are. And we need – so the target market for me is – the entrepreneurs and getting them in business, because once we get those entrepreneurs in business, then we'll be able to have the economics to hire ex-offenders and people who need jobs, because that there's the problem. We don't need to be all running to white corporate America for jobs when we've got businesses that we need to fund and get going too, and then our people can go to work for us. And there is the problem. Everybody else's people is working for them. And now we need to work for ourselves. So we need to make sure that the businesses and the entrepreneurs that are out here are on point and they're, you know, they have what they need so they can hire the people who are out of work and who just want to work.
Absolutely.
I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. And I think in your works and in your writings, you stated that your goal is to also connect the generations that have been lost in translation to relevance and guidance and wealth of their expertise, but they can gain a lot from this historic movement. I mean, those are some powerful, powerful words right there. Dee, what I want to do for our listening audience, I'm not sure I'm going to pass back over the mic, but I'm going to allow you to do that in our closing statement. I mean, this has been a prolific, I mean, exciting, exuberating panel discussion. I mean, if you didn't take anything away from this, you probably weren't listening. As poets, we'll say, listen to the poem, you know, if you're graded a certain way. Well, today, this panel discussion was like, listen to the poem, because it really, really gave some insight, and it gave a lot of wisdom and knowledge as into the direction in which we need to be headed, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the music, and it's not the lyrics that we should live by, but it's the process in which we need to do in order to get there so we can have security for future generations on. And Janelle, you brought it right out. You hit the nail on, I mean, hit it dead on because, again, those persons such as ourselves, 40-something, and plus, we should already be at the top in those, you know, positions as to where we can delegate, those delegating positions so we can have cushions to be able to pass down to the current generation and future generation. So what I would like to do at this time, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we have celebrity writer, activist, advocate, you know, hip-hop, Mongo. She knows her stuff. She knows the culture. But most importantly, she's a woman of business. We're talking about Janae Butler. We want to go ahead and stop for the pause for the cause right now for some self-destruction. We don't want to live by that. We want to have that song to lead by example of what not to do. And when we come back, we're going to close it out with Ms. Janae Butler, and we can know what's your next direction of movement. and what she's doing for the people, which is just phenomenal. It is yours truly, Miss Fabulous, on your MIC. Dee Slay is in the building, and our celebrity guest, Janaea Butler. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here. Self-destruction. It's a movement. Hip-hop ain't dead. Let's go. Stay close.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you can unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive, and we don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap, the name. MC's the light here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a broke life with a knife. That's cry, cause he died of trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's
idiocy, nonsense, violence, not a good policy, therefore, we must ignore fighting, busting, heaven's
got the door so there'll be no bum rushing. Let's get together before we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call us animals, I don't agree with them. I'll prove them wrong, but right is what you're proving them. Take heed before I leave to what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
The heavy heat, deep in the heart of the matter. The self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, picked and plucked. New jack in jail, but this is the best they ever duck. There's no one around, cause in jail you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction. Yes, we urge to merge. We live for the love of our people, the hope they get along. Getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
So we gotta ride.
Set in your head, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect. To revolve, to evolve the self-respect. Cause we got to keep ourselves in check, or else it's
Yes, we're back live. It is now 35 minutes after the hour. And Self-Destruction was a prolific song of the 1980s where it posed as unity in the community and gave us a catalyst of light, faith, and hope. We are joined right now with our celebrity guest in our studios, the Hour Show Radio Network. We're talking to Janaea Butler, who has been dropping science, has been giving us pearls, ladies, about the business, and just how to be able to better respect ourselves as MCs or as CMs, you know, meaning casual mommies. That's funny, right? Right? Yeah, we also have our own operator of the D-Hour Radio Show in the building, D-Slate. Janaea, how are you feeling? What does that song bring back in remembrance to you?
Well, it's funny. You know, I know every word to the song. So
right?
Just, you know, what it brings back. And, you know, I listened to the song the other day, and I said, that song right there, you know, it did so much because, you know, everybody, that was hip-hop right there. You know, so if you've never seen that video, go and look at the video because at that time, that was hip-hop. And everybody getting together and saying, look, we're going to stop this nonsense. We're going to go in this way. You know, it was a perfect thing. And that's where it just says to me that, look, that's what we need to do today. But this time, we don't need the artists to get together. We need the people to get together.
Wow. And that's a huge differential between the people and the artists because it's the movement. You know, rest in peace to Heavy D and rest in peace to Miss Melody. I'm not sure of any other departed brothers or sisters that were in that movement, but definitely with some heavy hitters. You know, from MC Light that we had on the network before, Chuck D, and you know, the list, Specisonic, and the list just goes on and on and on. Janaea, do you think there could be a possibility of a 2014 self-destruction, We Are the World type of, you know, scenario type of mix-up or mash-up?
I think it can, but see, the thing is the people that are out, is they not about that life. And so we've got to really look at that. And I want the people to understand if we keep perpetuating the cycle over and over and over again and then asking for a different result, it's insanity. So if we keep saying, well, this artist that's poisoning our community, the only way that we're going to get a turnout and the only way that we're going to have something going on is if we have a big-name artist and keep reverting to these people that are killing us, then we're not going to get nowhere. You know,
wow.
So it's an important thing to now we've got to hire people because we're hiring these people to play music on the radio. So we've got to hire people that's going to enrich us and that's going to build us up and not tell us some other stuff. We have control over all of this stuff, and we need to take control politically and every facet that we step into, every dollar that we spend, we need to make sure that it's accounted for.
Wow, so what I'm hearing you say is that we need to go back to the basics.
No,
to be
time.
Able to absolutely take care of one another, to be able to know the business. If you don't know the business, study, but it's a different culture, it's a different time. But all is not lost. It really is not. All is definitely not lost. We just got to be able to want to make the movement work for us instead of us working for it. And I think that's what you're saying. I mean, that's some strong words, sister, totally. D. Slate, what do you have for Janaea? I want to just say, you know, I know this has been twice that she's been on the network and she's no longer a guest, she's family, but, you know.
I love it.
Reoccurring. Yeah, this has to be reoccurring because this sister, Janaea, you are so, so engrossed with the community and so deep by your lyrics. I mean, I'm just mesmerized and I'm taken aback by this whole experience tonight. I mean, because you really have the wheels on this bus turning, but I'm going to pass the microphone to D. Slate. D. Slate, what do you have for the very beautiful, talented, strong sister, Miss Janaea Butler?
Well, first of all, I want to say, sis, it's always an honor to have you on the show. I love having you on. You know, you're welcome to be on with us or any of the shows anytime because, you know, your representation is phenomenal, and that's what I've always loved about you. I want to say as well, actually, I want to make a comment. I want to say that when we talked about the, first of all, I'm agreeing with you guys, Stop the Violence movement and that song, that was real hip-hop. If for those that don't know, that was real hip-hop right there. And I wanted to say that we can, if there was a time that we needed a Stop the Violence movement, the time is now.
Mm-hmm.
The time is now because of everything that's going on in the country right now, all these violent crimes, what's going on in Chicago, what's going on, especially in Chicago, what's going on in New York, what's going on in Detroit and Cali and all these different places. If we need, and these school shootings and different things like that, if we needed to stop the violence movement, it's right now. But my problem is, I agree with Janaea, is that the artists that we have today, they don't represent themselves like that. You know, so in order for us to have something like that, they need to start representing themselves like that. So I implore all the hip-hop artists, up-and-coming, celebrity, new, whatever the case may be, I look at it like this. If you want to stop being labeled negatively, then start making positive music. If you want people to stop talking crap about you guys as artists all the time and the music that you make, start making positive music. Because, you know, those things that I discussed, those are the things that we need to be talking about. You know, what's going on with women, what's going on with kids, education, violence, those are the things we need to be talking about. So I challenge any of the hip-hop artists out there to go back and do your research on some of the positive music that a lot of the hip-hop artists used to make and start making music like that, and we can have another Stop the Violence movement. But you have to make an effort. If you're not trying to make the effort and all the thing, you know, the only thing that you're thinking about is money, then it'll never happen. But hip-hop is a culture. If you guys want to help make change, then you got to be willing to change. You know, that's just the bottom line. And I just want to say, Janaea, again, you already know, sis, you family here. You're always welcome. I love having you on the show every single time, and I love the knowledge that you bring every time we have you on. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and Janaea, I want to say this of you before I make my parting comments. You know, we know that you're an activist and you're an advocate. You've done so much in the past, and your works are not, and your labor is not, you know, totally done. You know, you have a lot more birth and breath into making these things action, you know, to take off. But what next? And where can we find out about what you're doing or what your futuristic plans are? What next?
Well, first you can go to hiphopunion.org and, you know, sign up as a member. And, you know, you'll get the inside stuff of what's happening with the Hip Hop Union, like what we're doing with our Hip Hop Legal Aid Fund and really just working on the things that are affecting us. You know, we're working on the growth of the community. So next up for us, we're going to be in Chicago at the Sheraton Hotel for the 43rd Annual Conference of Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition piece. And on July 1st at 2 o'clock, we have an event called the Business of Hip Hop, hashtag Business of Hip Hop. And we're going to be talking about, we have Ilyasha Shabazz, who is Malcolm X's daughter. She's going to be talking about the Nicki Minaj's lyrics and why they were affected. Then we have Jazzo, the guy who brought out the Lox, Jay-Z, you know, to say the least. He produced Ain't No Nigga by Jay-Z and featured on Jigga Who. And Jazzo is going to be talking about, you know, longevity in the industry and, you know, which directions we need to go as far as entrepreneurship and how he pointed Jay in this direction. So, and then we have DJ Malik Shabazz. So we're going to be talking about the mind, body, and soul of hip-hop, who we are as entrepreneurs in hip-hop. So if you're in the Chicago area, definitely come out to that. You can go to rainbowpush.org, or, again, you can log on to hiphopunion.org for more information, and you can tweet me at FlyGirlLadyJ, and that's spelled out, and it's complete, J-A-Y. So we just have the next stuff. And then we have one, you know, I've got to invite you guys out because we've got our five-year anniversary of the Hip Hop Union coming up this September. So we're going to have a big shindig on that, our 5 years, and really, you know, talk about where we're going in the next 5, 10 years and really just seeing what we've done and accomplished over the time, because we've, you know, gone across the country now and really just mastermind what it is that we need, and now we need all the citizens and all the soldiers to help us execute. It's get down or lay down. I've been saying that, and it's real. It's get down or lay down. We're at war. There's a war going on right now, and we don't have a choice on what we're going to do and how we're going to do it and who you're going to deal with. We all just got to close our eyes, hold each other's hands, and walk and deal with each other, because we are all
That's
we
real.
Have. Nobody is coming to save us.
That's real.
Wow. That's some powerful stuff right there. But definitely, you know, if you don't make the dollars, it's not going to make sense. And
That's
if you're
right.
making too many dollars, definitely, you know, you're not going to put yourself in the position to accept the change. You know, so I say that all the time. But that get down and lay down stuff, that's pretty deep, sis. And it is. It's a takeover. And it's a takeover mentality. And we got to do something and do something quick. If we want one of these referendums or type of programs or movements to come to a particular city, how can you go about that request?
Oh, well, you can email me at all times, Jinea@gmail.com. That's J-I-N-E-E-A at Gmail. And then, you know, my column, The Hip Hop Corner, is nationally syndicated with the Black Press. So any of your Black Press papers, and again, we've got to go to the news that's coming to us. Okay, so you need to go find out what your Black Press, you could do, go to blackpressusa.com, find out what your Black Press paper is in your city, and, you know, and reach out and read, and also read the column and let me know how I'm doing, because I need, you know, feedback and need to know where people are going, because I'm getting this information from you all and then, you know, basically representing it to the rest of the world and, you know, hoping, as you guys are saying, that I'm representing well.
Well, I wanted to say I am just totally, you know, ecstatic that you had this opportunity and time of all the things that you're doing in the community and making differences and impact in lives. Jinea, you know, have taken out the time to be with us. And for that, I am also grateful. And I'm looking forward to myself and D Slate and this network supporting you as into anything that you need. If we need to be a voice or pass out flyers or whatever the case may do, or promote, whatever it is that you're doing, we are by your side because we believe in what you do. And totally, sister, you rock. You are a Black woman that
rocks. Thank you so very much. I so appreciate that. And D Slate,
yes.
You know, I just love it. I love everything that you're doing. And let us help begin to help you guys too, and just continue to, you know, make you the medium of conversation for our citizens of hip-hop.
Absolutely, sis. You know, I'm always in your corner, so and I definitely appreciate that. And we will be collaborating and working together so in the future. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yes. And to our, you know, our media and our papers and our constituency, if you're listening, you know, to be opposition, we want you to take notes and make certain that you have your cameras at these particular events, because this is shedding positivity. So we need you, and we want you to spread the word and definitely continue to support Jania Butler. We really thank you again, sis, for being on the show with us tonight, and we truly enjoyed you. And, again, we just want to congratulate you for all the things that you've done in the past, and we want to give you a futuristic congratulatory thank you for all the things that you're going to do.
Thank you so very much.
Yes.
Thank you, sis. So be blessed, and thanks for joining us tonight.
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, you have missed, if you didn't hear us, you missed the opportunity. This woman is phenomenal, literally, truly, everything about her is real. I mean, the sister really kept knowledge. I haven't heard anything like that since I actually listened to commentary from our political leaders in the 70s and 60s and 80s, where that time frame actually meant something. So, you know, definitely think, because I'm going to think about some things as soon as I get off the air tonight into what that sister was saying. Dee, your closing remarks. So, I mean, I'm just taking, I'm done, because it was just, it was the truth. I totally
just
dig it.
First of all, she's phenomenal. I, like I said, I love having her on the show. She's family with us, you know, and again, it's always great to have such phenomenal family. But I want to say that, again, I really do hope hip-hop fans and hip-hop artists were tuned in. And if not, you can feel free to listen to the archive episode for this show. But I think what Jania is doing is very important,
mm-hmm.
especially for those in the hip-hop community and hip-hop artists. And I just think that what she's doing is important. I think you guys really need to take heed to it. And, again, I just want to say that if we needed a stop the violence movement, again, I think now is really the time that we need that. And I just urge hip-hop artists to start making that change, to start creating positive music so we can go back to that movement, because I think that we do really truly need that right now.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have had a wonderful, wonderful show tonight. We talked about the mediums, the ins and the outs, that hip-hop is not dead. It's a cultivating culture. It is something that does not define who we are. But on the other hand, we define exactly what it is and what it means to us in light of positivity. Our celebrity guest today, Jania Butler, she is a phenomenal woman, and she is doing great things in the community. Dee Slate, our owner, operator, and executive producer for the I Got Something to Say show. Myself, yours truly, Miss Fabulous, creator, host, as well as executive producer for this show. This, you know, show, I love all the other ones, but this by far has really, really done something very, very positive within my spirit and has my wheels turning. So definitely stay tuned for some more creative processes to take place. We're going to go ahead and close out. Definitely for the National Poetry Awards, www.nationalpoetryawards.com, coming to Norfolk, Virginia, August the 29th through the 31st. Get your tickets, reserve your room, get your registration. We need your support in order for this thing to work, people. We need it. We need it. Once again, www.nationalpoetryawards.com. It's not over. We're still going to give away getaways. Throughout the month of June, we're going to come up with some creative ways so we can give out some prizes. You pay the tax and relax vacation getaways, Vegas packages, and things of that nature. Dee Slate, I'm ecstatic about that.
Absolutely.
Any other closing remarks from you?
I just want to say keep tuning in to the DIY Radio Network. Happy anniversary to the DIY Radio Network, to all my peoples and family members of the network. I love you guys. You know, we're blessed. 4 years old. We're going to keep pushing and keep moving for some more years, and we're just going to keep doing great things. And we got great things coming up in the future. So just keep tuning in to the DIY Radio Network. If you have a business or a website you want to advertise with us, hit us up, dihourshow@gmail.com. We'll get you the information you need to help make that happen. And just keep tuning in with us. You never know what we're going to be doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just thank you so, so very much each and every Monday. Next week we'll have singer, songwriter, producer. Yes, Mr. Noel Gordin will be in the studios with us. You know him from his, you know, prolific hit, The River. He's doing some great things, and he has some other great things forthcoming. Also, you know, just stay in tune because, again, we want you to have your opportunity to win while on the I've Got Something to Say radio show. So with that being said, I think the most appropriate song for us to close out with, thank you once again, Janaea Butler. Thank you, Tony, you know, for making this happen from Perfect Pitch Productions. Thank you so, so very much, Tony. I really appreciate you. Janaea, you all are great. Ilyasa, hey, you know, and the crew, and just thank you. But we want to leave parting words with Hip Hop Is Not Dead. I think that's a great song. What you think, Dee?
Absolutely.
All right, we want to just bid adieu. Good night. Be safe. And until next Monday, we got our eyes on you. We're a station with vision. It's the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Ms. Fabulous, D. Slate, we're signing off. Be good.
Be blessed. Good night.
Good night. Good night, D.
Good night, PJ.
Hip-hop should die before I wake. I put an extended clip inside of my ear edge. Roll at every station, murder the DJ. Roll at every station, murder the DJ. If hip-hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip inside of my ear edge. Roll at every station, murder the DJ. Roll at every station, murder the DJ.
DJ,
DJ. Drinking smoke, laugh, party, and die in the same corner. Get cash, live fast, body, they man's mama. Rich pages, they get riding with three llamas. Revenge in their eyes, Hennessy in the ice. Words to the wise, with villains state of minds. Grinded, hitting Brazilian dimes from behind. Grinded, hitting Brazilian dimes from behind.
Grinded, hitting Brazilian dimes from behind.
Whenever, if ever, I roll up, it's sewn up. Any ghetto will tell you, Nas help grow what's up. My face once graced promotional Sony trucks. 100 million in billing, I helped blow them up. Gave money in my right, I could've gave left. So like my girl Foxy, a nigga went Jeff. So nigga, who's your top 10? Is it MC Shan? Is it MC Ren? If hip-hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip inside of my ear, yeah. Roll at every station, murder the DJ. Roll at every station, murder the DJ. If hip-hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip inside of my ear, yeah. Roll at every station, murder the DJ. Roll at every station, murder the DJ.
DJ, DJ,
DJ. The bigger the cap, the bigger the pillin'. Come through something ill, missing the ceiling. What influenced my rap? Stick-ups and killings. Kidnappings, project billings, drug dealings. Criticize that, why is that? Cause Nas rap is compared to legitimized crap. Cause we love to talk on that. We getting most intellectuals will only half listen. So you can't blame jazz musicians or David Stern with his NBA fashion issues. Oh, I think they like me and my white tee. You can't ice me, we here for life, B. On my second marriage, hip-hop's my first wifey. And for that, we not taking it lightly. If hip-hop should die, we die together. Bodies in the morgue lie together, all together now. If hip-hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip inside of my ear, yeah. Roll at every station, murder the DJ. Roll at every station, murder the DJ. If hip-hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip inside of my ear, yeah. Roll at every station, murder the DJ. Roll at every station, murder the DJ.
DJ, DJ.
Everybody sound the same, commercialize the game, reminiscing when it wasn't all business, it forgot where it started. So we all gather here for the dearly departed. Hip-hop, a sense of toddler. One homeboy became a man, then a mobster. If it dies, let me get my last swig of vodka. R.I.P. We donate your lungs to a roster. Went from turntables to MP3s, from Beat Street to commercials on Mickey D's, from gold cables to Jacobs, from play facials to both.